No prayer room for Muslims. That's a prospect that could take place at a university in London. These are Muslim students signing a petition against the university's policies to restrict their access to prayer facilities on campus. Muslim students here feel discriminated against and are demanding that they are given a room to congregate for Friday prayers. Previously, they had to find empty classrooms to pray together, but now they are making an open stand.
It's snowing, it's cold, and the Muslim students here at City University are praying outside. They are sending out a strong message of protest to the university that they will pray no matter what restrictions are imposed upon them.
City University boasts of diversity and projects itself as a world-respected institution. Yet, at the same time, it can barely provide a basic and important need for thousands of its own students, a decent prayer room for Muslims.
They asked Muslim students to submit their sermons beforehand to be pre-approved. Now, that's something which we find is unacceptable. No other student society or student body has been asked to produce their sermons or to produce what they're going to say beforehand to be pre-approved. We invited the university to attend because we have nothing to hide. However, if we submit our sermons beforehand, then this opens up the door for the university to dictate what's allowed and what's not allowed.
The student union declined to be interviewed, but they did send Press TV a reply to the allegations of discrimination against Muslims.
We are continuing to work with both the university and the student body to take steps to resolve this issue. It is important that both the university and students recognise the importance of balancing rights and responsibilities.
Not a very reassuring response for these students who believe the university and its student union have not met their demands.
We cannot pray as we like and when we like. So if we were to go to our first contact as a Muslim at the university, our chaplain, he has told us to find any kind of empty room, empty space, or a local mosque, which is simply too far away and it takes too much time. We would miss lectures, we would not be able to attend the lecture on the time, and this is a major inconvenience.
Fears that the university will shut the Muslim prayer room altogether has been looming for some time now. Students here have told me that this is a violation of their freedoms, and they hope to take further action to gain back their rights to pray freely and safely in a Muslim prayer room. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.